Lord uses these scarves and these to denote the sea of glass and the throne. How many of you know why he uses these things? You don't know? My goodness. What did he say about demonstration of the Spirit and power? And power? Not with enticing words and man's wisdom. He didn't build his kingdom with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration, something you could see of the Spirit and power. Oh, see the rainbow? See it? Feel the power. Oh, that way, all through the scriptures, from the Old Testament on, the Lord used things to identify with, for his people to identify with, to lead them to him, where it wouldn't take great swelling words. For them to let faith come alive in them. Because any kind of trying destroys faith. The least little bit of trying to believe God ruins faith. Because faith comes from rest. We see in the scriptures, starting way back with Abel. With Abel, that God began to command him a little simple thing to give a certain kind of sacrifice in obedience, the first fruits of his labors, I believe it was. He said, identify yourself with that, that you're offering it up to me. Scripture declared that he was pleased with that, because Abel in obedience offered himself up with that sacrifice. Ooh. Then we see next that Noah, following the same thing, the same pattern as Abel, began to offer up sacrifices. And then he began to offer himself up, just to identify himself with the Lord. Whatever you want me to do, Lord. And the faith of God began to move through him. Built an ark, which is a type of the body of Jesus Christ this day. And Noah was the first real type of the living Christ, the living Jesus. Because Noah offered his body. Oh, his life and his body. And going through life, identifying himself with his life, his body and his life being presentable to the Lord, faith began to move in him. Then we see Abraham identifying what he saw with his eyes as being his. Given to him by God, the first revelation of real grace. Didn't do anything for it, he just looked at it, it belonged to him. Whoa. Then we saw a real movement of power begin to come in the life of Moses. God started him off identifying the burning bush, blood of the sacrifice, dead stick, Who? A rock? And all, you know the story. But none of them tried to believe God. They just accepted that they had already believed him and began to identify us through some operation. And here come along David. We won't even talk about David because it'd take us all day. How he identified with the green pastures being those of heaven, and from there here he went.
Oh.
Everything from then on was something he identified as belonging to the Lord. Look at the sheep, that's the sheep of your pasture.
Oh.
The river is the river of heaven. Oh. Many other things, but here came Elijah. And the mantle. The first real type of the resurrection of Christ. He didn't identify himself as having any power other than the power given him by God through looking, rapping in the mouth. We see Elisha looking at that mantle, seeing Elijah going around performing things with that mantle. And it doesn't say it in the scriptures, but he began to identify himself as being able to take that mantle of Elijah's, which is a type of resurrection of Christ, and do what Elijah did and more. And he did. Many other things we see that God's people identified with, but the apostle Paul called for the new age, called for your age and my age, as he began to move through the completion, finishing of his doctrines of grace as taught him by the Lord. He begins to institute scars out from his body. That was the beginning of showing that the full kingdom of God would come through identification faith. And we see the Apostle Paul speaking how to believe on Christ was to identify with him. Look at him, identified, I am, or hath been crucified with Christ. When you did that, the Holy Ghost took control. You know all that. The Lord started us on our journey identifying with eating and drinking and breathing and bathing. You know why? In the last days, in the change of the age in which you and I live, he had so many great doctrines and so many revelations of his kingdom, that if you and I try to do this thing with our head, try to do it at unrest, we never reach very far. You barely can get saved by your head. Oh, and really it's not that your head then, it's something inspired in your heart. And we see Ezekiel identifying himself with a wind as being the wind of heaven. Identifying faith. So now here I am. There's the wind of heaven blowing. Oh, he prophesied a little bit and he felt the wind blowing in him. The Lord spoke. You check it out in the scripture. The Lord spoke, said, get the scroll. Said, you got to have some power. Said, get the scroll, get the Bible. He said, put the wind and the scroll together. He said, eat the scroll. Then go to speaking it out on the wind. Ooh. And when you speak it out on wind, that it'll return back to you and turn a whirlwind of God loose on the inside of you. And here Ezekiel went, whirling all over Israel and a lot of other places. Identifying faith. Oh. Oh. Get your mantle out or your handkerchiefs or whatever. Oh, hold them up there in front of you. Paul the Apostle, the one for the new age, gave the scar out from his body and began this work to multiply back to the people that lost faith. You see, Satan came in the early church and absolutely destroyed faith in God's people by trying to get them to build faith on knowledge, great doctrine, great swelling words, didn't he? And Paul began to move back into that simplicity of faith through those scars in his body, and great miracles were performed. And in doing this, he brought judgment on the great swelling words preaching of that day. And they attacked him something ferocious. They laughed at him, made in front of him. They said, his words are with a great power, but his bodily presence is weak. And he goes around a bunch of old scars and all that. He doesn't have a lot of great preaching against good and evil. But but then we see John the Apostle moving in a lot of these other signs. God gave him the last thing, just what Jesus said. Just what he said Jesus was. He said Jesus was a sign. A sign. A sign. A person for you to identify with. That's what you do with a sign, don't you? You identify, well, I'm going to Clarksdale or I'm going to Arkansas, and you identify with that sign, and here we go. That last day shall I raise him up as a sign. And John saw, the culmination of the faith in God. It appeared there with eyes like fire, clothed upon, one with the Father, head and hair white as wool, white as snow. And he began to identify himself by calling him Lord Jesus and worshiping him. And here he went, walking in the heavens. To make a long story short, what all we just got through saying was this. Just relax. Do not try to believe God. Just accept what he says, identify yourself with it, and let that great faith of his move through. Is that close enough, Mark? That's what we got through saying. Simplicity of faith. Every time that the Lord got ready to call people back to him through the Apostle Paul, he began to rebuke them about simplicity in faith, especially the Galatian church. He said, you've been beguiled from Christ, from the simplicity of Christ, by Satan. So something has beguiled you. Something has told you that great works or great doctrines, great readings and chantings of the Scripture is necessary. First, before you can build faith. And said, somebody lied to you. His name was Satan. So now the greatness of the Scriptures and the understanding of the Scriptures comes by your simplicity of faith first, and said, then it all opens up to you. Of course, Satan always said, well, you won't keep the people ignorant. You don't want them with knowledge, but that's not true. God gives living knowledge, the greatest of knowledge, when it is taken in faith first. Not knowledge first, but faith first and knowledge second. The true understanding of the Scriptures come this way. Never did God have any intention of keeping anyone ignorant. but that they might be filled with all the fullness of God, but to be living knowledge and living way, not letter knowledge that killeth, but spiritual knowledge that bringeth life. Ooh.
I see you, Jesus, alive before me. You're in heaven, white as wool, as white as snow. With my Father. Ooh. Rest in faith. Ooh. Come at rest, feel that faith move out of you. I see you, Jesus.
I see you, Jesus.
Clothe upon me.
Clothe upon me.
Your head and hair.
Your head and hair.
As white as wool.
As white as wool.
As white as snow.
And eyes
of fire,
one with my Father,
hath possessed me,
as you identified with him, made your confession of faith. Now we're going to identify with that golden girdle around his chest. Get an understanding of it. We identify and make our confession, and the Holy Ghost is going to make that girdle work the way it's supposed to.
A golden girdle,
a golden girdle,
around your chest,
around your chest,
the anointing power,
the anointing power
of the Holy Ghost,
of the Holy Ghost,
half wrapped
around,
now living inside my chest,
now living inside my chest,
your voice of many waters,
your voice of many waters,
now flows out of me,
now flows out.
Now let's do something else. Everyone get your mantle out in front of you just like this, your handkerchief or whatever, and just do with it just exactly what we're supposed to do. We're going to let that represent that golden girdle around the chest of Jesus, and then when we get it moving, we're going to bring it right in and put it around our chest, and let's see what happens. See if it works, all right?
A golden girdle,
a golden girdle,
around your chest,
around your chest,
the anointing power,
the anointing power.
of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Half wrapped around.
Half wrapped around.
Now living inside my chest. Ooh.
Ooh.
The voice of many waters. Now flows out of me.
Now flows out.
Oh, do you feel it moving in you there? Oh. Every living thing hath died. Hath started in. At the bottom of my feet.
At the bottom of my feet.
Hath swabbed me with blood.
Hath swabbed me with blood.
All of my legs.
All of my legs.
Through my head. Hips and body,
my hips and body,
on through my head,
on through my head.
Now every living thing,
now every living thing,
hath died in my body,
hath died in my body.
Every disease,
every disease,
by the blood hath been healed.
By the blood hath been healed.
Every weakness hath died.
Hath died.
And the strength of heaven.
And the strength of heaven.
Through the blood hath revived. Fiery flesh,
of your fiery flesh,
that hath destroyed all my enemies,
that destroyed all my enemies,
inside my flesh,
inside my flesh,
now doth burn,
now doth burn,
from feet through my leg,
from feet through my leg,
up through my body, on through my head,
on through my head,
and every living thing,
and every living thing,
hath been burned and destroyed,
hath been burned and destroyed,
by the fiery flesh,
by the fiery flesh,
of you, Jesus, my Lord,
of Jesus, my Lord.
He's the prince of the power of the air. His voice is as the wind. Did you know you don't know where his voice comes from? It's like the wind. Sure, it's like the wind. Substitute for the Holy Ghost. That last fiery breath of the suffering of Jesus Christ destroyed all windy voices of Satan, whether they be light wind or roaring lion voices or whatnot. Sure, he works by inspiration.
tempts you and inspires you. Doesn't he? Come to think about it, he does, doesn't he? How does he get these thoughts in your mind? Blows them in there. Well, I never thought about how he got it, Isaac. Gets them in there. How else do you think he get them in there? How'd he blow them in there? Blowing through them old natures, your old sin, Adam, flesh. Through your feelings.
Jesus is mountain,
Lord Jesus is mountain,
and the wind from Eden, is the fire of your brethren, that has destroyed everything,
has destroyed the voice,
and the wind of Satan. All in my spirit, and the thoughts in my head, and hath left them, only the voice of your grace, and
inside my spirit,
and on into my head.
Of God, the wind of the Holy Ghost that inspires it inside you. The wind from this mantle, fiery blood and fire flesh, hath destroyed all the working of Satan in the Word, and hath brought alive the true power of your grace, and the power of the Spirit that moved through your word. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You begin to move into this. This Bible becomes a Bible of wind. Wind of the Holy Ghost.
you and bring the power
of the Holy Ghost alive through your spirit. Oh, never read it with your head. Always read it with the spirit. Paul explaining this said in the day of Moses, the finger of God wrote them upon the tablets,
his law with fire.
Then Jeremiah spoke
in that day with fire.
I shall write my laws
in their mind and their heart,
with the spirit of prophecy, the voice of Jesus Christ.
I take the scriptures,
and in your mind I derive them,
and inside your heart
them, I write them and engraft them,
and you never forget
them.
The things that I
write.
I saw a new heaven
and a new earth,
for the first heaven
and the first earth passed away,
and there was no more sea.
And I saw the holy city,
New Jerusalem,
coming down from God.
Out of heaven,
prepared as a bride,
adorned for her husband,
which is Jesus Christ.
And I heard a great voice
out of heaven sing,
behold and look,
tabernacle of God,
the tent of God,
has settled on men,
and he will dwell with them.
They shall be his people,
and God himself
shall live with them,
and the living God
shall be their God,
and with the Spirit
and the words of heaven
shall wipe away all tears
that Satan put in their eyes.
There shall be no more death,
for in the twinkling of an eye
they shall be chained,
as they stand faithful,
neither sorrow nor crying
far remove
the yoke,
the yoke of religion
that is called sorrow,
man travailing
against good and evil,
and every good
he found it was evil,
and every evil
that he thought it was evil, Satan tempted him, and it felt so good. Oh, oh, oh. There shall be no more pain.
I'll teach my people
to recognize the enemy.
That pain hath been destroyed.
And with their confession,
I'll wrap them in ease.
Heaven, glory, and grace.
And I'll swab my blood through them.
From the feet to the head,
and my resurrection power
shall even move in their bed.
Oh.
And he that sat upon the throne said, behold and look,
I make all things new.
So reach out and partake.
All you have to do
is believe what I say
and open your mouth
and confess the same way.
I make all things new.
All around you,
a new place you walk on,
with my heavenly power
that rises in your feet,
all up in your leg,
and seep through your stomach,
right up into your chest,
and into your lungs.
Right into your throat,
and into your mouth,
even to your mind.
All things new
I have made,
and the former things
have passed away.
Every tree that you see
has my resurrection power.
That's the way it was
in the beginning.
What life do you think that is?
Living in those trees.
The life of the Creator God,
that He made them live.
But they're no good to you.
Till my son does strike him
with resurrection power
and make them all new.
Ha!
Oh, oh,
the air that you breathe
hath been made new.
The former thing
that bothered you
hath passed away.
Now my life
is in the air
that you breathe.
So take a deep breath
and feel my power
move into your lungs
and all over your body.
And he said unto John,
write these things on paper.
For they are faithful,
and they are true.
But he said unto me, write these things on the hearts and the minds of my people with spirit and prophecy. For they're faithful and true, and they're the law of my new way, my new heaven and earth. So write them in there. What can I say? Lord, I will obey. I open my mouth. You write what you please. Whether it be in song or spoken word, you notice I have nothing written. Ha!
Done.
I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. So John wrote, and he wrote the things faithful. And he wrote this thing's true for you and I to see. And as I read them, I hear a voice. Open thy mouth and write them in their mind. Living water, waters of grace, healing waters. Rise inside you, the fountain of Jesus that lives inside of you is now springing up. Living waters, that's true. So open your mouth and say, hath been made to flow with the waters of heaven, and feel the living water move out of your being and flow out of your mouth and cover you. Living water, waters of grace, heavenly water. As you look on his face, it'll rise inside you and wash through your body, wash through your mind, and soften your old flesh, and wash it all away, all the old things, and wash it in the new. So you can see those living waters flow out of your mouth into your mind, even through your eyes, and wash away your old eyes and wash in the new. So you can see the great river as he lives before you. Oh, 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 oh. Living waters, waters of grace, rising from and inside you. As you look on his face, and it changes you from glory to glory, where you can live at rest in this age of glory,
He that overcometh
shall inherit all things,
and I'll be his God,
and he shall be my son.
What does this mean? What does he say?
I'll open my mouth
and I'll hear what he said.
How can thou be
a son of mine
except you inherit him
by faith this new earth
and identify yourself
as breathing the new air.
And let my wind of heaven
continually flow.
How can you be a son of mine
unless you learn to buy the food?
The food that you eat,
being food from heaven
that giveth you strength,
health and life.
Look up, my children.
Made all things new.
Breathe in the new air.
Walk in the new sea of blood.
And a sea of living water
that moves around you like a flood.
And feel the mist rising,
covering you all the time.
This way you overcome it.
And come at rest.
The easiest way.
A way of grace.
Though a man be a fool,
he can enter therein.
Anyone needs to know.
Only that it's all new.
Whether they can read or write them.
They can identify with everything
and all the newness
of my heaven and new earth and
moves through them.
They become my son.
So grow thou up
by coming thy down
from the lofty tower
where thou hast sit.
Come by down
and swim in my water,
swim in my blood,
fly like an eagle in my air.
Then all of your efforts
will fade away,
and you'll be the eagle
that gather unto me.
Ha, oh,
oh. Where shall all my people be
when I come again?
The disciples asked him,
Jesus Christ.
He said, wheresoever the carcass is,
the eagles will gather,
and there they'll be
when I come again.
How can you be an eagle
unless you soar in my air?
My heavenly wind
that I made all things new.
So relax in me.
Identify yourself as flying
in the wind,
and an eagle you'll be.
Let's go.
Feel all the more suffering that's leaving you now. Feel that rest coming.
Walking in the heavens,
and all at once,
I was in a glass tower, a little bit above the earth, and they were laying around men of war. Everyone relaxed and waiting for something to happen. And I looked around. I saw nothing. Only the clear sky and the earth as far as far as I could see in the west, the south and the east, and in the north. But a voice with me said, look here they come. And I looked on the earth and I began to see them writhing. Little men, great men and small, children and women, begin to rise and fly, and fly towards the glass house, and arise unto it, and come through a gate, and to the heavenly throne. I saw some pass by, said, where are they going? The voice spoke, there's another gate on the other side. At first there were small groups rising from the earth, and they swam a little while, and then they would float, and they'd swim some more, float some more, and the voice spoke, don't you remember, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles and fly. Oh, yes, I remember. But I didn't know. That's what you meant by the new earth and wind. And then the voice spoke. There cometh up others that move on the wind. And I looked and I saw the whole earth was rising in power and swimming and floating in the air. Then I looked and I heard a small voice and said, look in the scriptures. I'll tell you how it works. Wheresoever the carcass is, and there will the eagles be gathered. Said, there my carcass, my sacrifice, hanging above the throne in the new Jerusalem. And the Spirit draws all the obedient to me. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters and liars, shall have their pardon in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone, and is the second death. What does this mean? It's talking about the flesh. The old man that refuses to believe and turn from their ways of religion's good and evil, and rise in faith,
and rise in faith
to the living God. It's talking about the character of the old flesh, and that'll have their works and burned in the lake of fire, and only be saved so as by fire. But I am an eagle, half made fly on the wind. Now, as we move into this spirit of prophecy, we're going to begin to put you through this after we get through with your counsels here and get you to moving in these songs and get stirred up. We're going to put you on into doing this. I've started this in other areas. And as you do these things, it just comes alive. Now, I could have taken one verse there and sit down and by the spirit of prophecy, tied that thing together from Genesis to Revelation. You do it too. Absolutely, you can do it. I don't care who you are. Once you get to writing with that finger prophecy and you get started, it just comes. And Brother Pruitt, now don't tell you, absolutely. See, the scripture is not by private interpretation, but it's by the wind of the Holy Spirit that opens your understanding. You don't wrestle this thing in your mind, and we're going to start you moving in this. What do we have? Your counsel that the Lord said move into first. Brother Ed, do you have the rest of those? We have this counsel here. Give them out, would you? One to each one. Here's these three verses in a chorus. We'll just sing it right now. Come on, Brother Mac, help me sing it. Oh. Oh, we want to add this now on to the others. Add this on to the others that we got. And we want to go through this until we get relaxed in our relationship with the Lord. You understand what I mean? If you don't get relaxed in your